Did you ever hear me tonight at the blood of the heart?
No.
Have you ever heard of taking the juice of the head cheese and stirring up the cornmeal and maybe some meat and cooking it?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever heard of scrapple?
No, I don't really.
I think that's from the Northeast.
Must be.
I know a lady who's from Philadelphia, and she sends off for scrapple.
Yeah.
So I just assumed that's what it was for. Suppose you've kept butter too long and it didn't taste good. But how would you describe its condition?
Oh, we don't keep it that long.
Do you remember ever that happening?
No, because we used to make our own butter, but we would use it in cooking or frying things, which we don't use much now, but we'd get it to someone else. So, I don't know what you do.
Have you ever heard of
when
something in your refrigerator spoils, how do you say that?
You say
thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called
buttermilk.
What did you have to do to milk when you first milked it? What was the next step? You get it in the pail and then you...
Well, you have to boil it too. Is that what you mean?
I don't know. I don't know the process.
I believe we boiled it to make sure that it was good, and then if you were going to make butter, you churn it, make butter and buttermilk. Well, I think mostly we just drank it, boiled it, and then drank it as it was. It's pretty good unless the cow's been eating better weight.
To get the impurities out,
you strain it.
So you say it's got to
strain the milk.
Mm-hmm. What would you make from clabber?
Bread is made from it, and ice cream is also made from clabber milk. If you're gonna use junkets, now when we make ice cream, we have to clabber the milk before we make it.
Well, how do you do it?
You let it sit out, let it get warm and sit out, and it'll soon clabber by itself. But we use junkets to make our cream, and this helps it to clabber too, but you just let it sit in the freezer until it clabbers, and then you know it'll freeze and makes good ice cream.
What are junkets?
Junkets are, well, a lot of people use sugar and this sort of thing in their ice cream. We don't. We use little tablets in a store, and I think you use about 2, 3, 4, 12, depending on the size of your freezer. And this is your, it takes the place of your sugar and the other stuff that you would ordinarily put in custard cream and that sort of thing.
And that thing is called a junkie.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of desserts do you make? How I like desserts?
Well, I'm not very good at anything, but I like chocolate pie, and we have fried pies on occasion. Well, you can make apple or peach or chocolate, anything it's dough that's the filling is put in it, and then it's fried in fat rather than baked in the oven, and then it's very good.
Do you ever make a kind of fruit pie that has several layers of fruit and dough?
Cobbler?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call it a deep dish pie?
No, usually if it's this sort, we just call it cobbler.
Have you ever heard anything called a family pie?
Uh-uh.
Somebody has a good appetite, and you say, he sure likes to put away.